Sir, I am talking about the seven seals. What's not to understand, Mr. Koppel? If the Bible is true, I am Jesus Christ. And it is in Revelation 10, verse 7, that the mystery of God is declared to his servants, the prophets, that mystery being the knowledge of the seven seals. Now, Mr. Koppel, hear this. If they want a conflagration, then so be it. But that not need come to pass. If my statement is read on all 500 radio stations throughout the Southwest at midnight tonight, I will release my followers and come out peacefully. Copies of the statement will be delivered to the press outside the compound as soon as they're available.
Jesus! Making copies!
Hi, Rich.
The Christmeister! 500 copies for the Lamb of God!
These have to go out to all the radio stations.
Important statement from the new Messiah! The man with the plan! The Nazarene! Jesus H. Christ!
Just making copies.
Hi.
Becky, wife number 5 of the Son of God.
Oh, honey, do you need to make a lot of copies?
Yeah, a whole bunch.
Well, I'll come back.
Mrs. Jesus can't make her copies. Christ, hogging the machine.
Gee, you know, these copies are coming out so light, maybe I need some toner.
More toner from the man from Galilee. Lisa, wife number 12, also her age.
Hi, Rich.
Child bride of the Lamb of God. No age minimum for the King of Kings.
Hey, Rich, you want to hear the statement?
JC likes the sound of his own voice.
All right, here it is. Good evening. The living God has something that we need to know, and the seven seals have 7 angels and 7 trumpets, and they will know.
Cut to the chase, Newsarama. Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Just don't know.
your mama thinks I'm filthy! And your daddy calls me scum! But wrap your fingers all around me. I'm your
town crier, and everybody knows I'm a little down with a lifetime to go. Maybe you don't believe my heart is in the right place. Why don't you take a good look at my face? Trembling lip, they're so teddy bear tender and tragically hip. I'm never gonna cry again. I'm gonna be as strong as them. They say they die for love and then they live it out. They'll give you something to cry about. Suddenly you're ready for all the pieces. Town crier, and everybody knows I'm a little down with a lifetime to go. Maybe you don't believe
in the right place. Why don't you take a good look at my face? Other boss use this man that of their trembling lip, but so teddy bear tender and tragic. Let loving and happiness go on and arm long suffering friends of your fatal charm, living for the pity that you're gonna get hurt, just a little boy lost in a big mansion, and suddenly you really fall to pieces. I'm the town crier, and everybody knows I'm a little down with a light time to go. Maybe you don't believe my heart is in the right place. Why don't you take a good look at my face? Otherwise use the splendor of the trembling lip. This so teddy bear tender and tragically human.
Just give me my fucking phone call.
Back, let me move. well?
The boy is suicidal, honey. He's a walking dead man. Keeps going on about hell and purgatory.
When I phoned you yesterday, did I ask you, Ken, will you do me a favor and become Ray's psychiatrist, please? No. What I think I asked you was, could you go blow his fucking head off for me? He's suicidal. I'm suicidal. You're suicidal. Everybody's fucking suicidal. We don't all keep going on about it. Has he killed himself yet? No. So he's not fucking suicidal, is he?
He put a loaded gun to his head this morning. I stopped him.
This gets fucking worse.
We were down the park.
Let me get this right. You were down the park? What's that got to do with fucking anything? Let me get this right. Not only have you refused to kill the boy, you've even stopped the boy from killing himself. Which would have solved my problem. Which would have solved your problem. Which sounds like would have solved the boy's problem.
It wouldn't have solved his problem.
Ken, if I had killed a little kid, accidentally or otherwise, I wouldn't have thought twice. I'd have killed myself on the fucking spot. On the fucking spot. I'd have stuck the gun in my mouth on the fucking spot.
That's you, Harry. The boy has the capacity to change. The boy has the capacity to do something decent with his life.
Excuse me, Ken. I have the capacity to change.
Yeah, you do. You have the capacity to get fucking worse.
Oh, yeah, now I'm getting down to it.
Harry, let's face it. I'm not being funny. I mean, no disrespect. But you're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt. And the only thing that's going to change is you're going to become an even bigger cunt. Maybe have some more cunt kids.
Leave my kids fucking out of it. What have they done? You fucking retract that bit about my cunt fucking kids.
I retract that bit about your cunt fucking kids.
Insulting my fucking kids? That's going overboard, mate.
I retracted it, didn't I? Still leaves you being a cunt.
You fucking got that.
Young and the sky still calls you, and the dragonflies whisper to your feet, and the world in the glass is the one that you hope for. It's been my goal this whole to keep, and the warmth of the night that Capricorns are. Saturn, my soul to keep.
Tag Team titles tomorrow night on Raw. Well, the hardcore title on the line here.
Get your act together. It's all about Impact, Harold. Impact.
Do me a favor here. Right now, I got my money on Ivory. It's take no prisoner type champion. Oh, God, that cage is not going to give much. Shamrock has won this Lion's Den weapons match. Jane wants to destroy Tess and Stephanie's relationship. This is suicide. Jane!
People's elbow, if you smile, but The Rock is cooking.
Do what the fans want. Beat each other till talk until we have a winner.
Yeah. Some tickets to the playoffs, but the Hornets, they won. Nigga, we slum, kept all the guns. I gotta protect my family. I drove the biggest thing in the house, cause I knew they tried to ram me, but I'm stabbing. Making a path on the expressway, the best way I know how. Up in the sky, east, west, no clouds, I'm coming now. Fuck that money now. I asked my honey how she feeling. It is Jordan okay? Yeah, she chilling. We should be in the dungeon shortly. Ain't nobody on they porch seat. I'm frozen the final exit. I'm thinking I see four horses, but I don't know. Nigga, you won't know until it's on ya. I put that on my door, from H-Town to California. All the weed smell like ammonia, but at the dungeon, I know they smoking. Writing the raps and doing the beats to make the slash recording. Fuck abortion. I got in the booth to run the final portion. The beat was very dirty and the vocals had this store.
Celebrating.
How could you not see it? Greg is completely unfit to handle a child. He's neglected his own son for 15 years.
Hey, Jack, I didn't even know he existed.
Right.
Oh, who knows what to believe with you? You're dishonest about everything.
You're so much better, Jack. Why don't you tell everybody what you did last night to Greg at the party?
Muskrat, Tina.
Oh, stuff your muskrat, Jack. He shot Greg with truth serum before his speech.
What?
Here, I found this in his pocket.
Here we go again, Dad.
He did the same thing to Pam's junior prom day.
Wait a minute. Yes, wait a minute. Are you stuck a needle in my neck?
You drugged my son?
I had no choice. He refuses to tell the truth.
Because he's terrified. He thinks he has to impress you. He's had us trying to impress you, but in my opinion, Jack, I think it's you who should be trying to impress us.
Jack, you've insulted me, my wife, my son, our entire way of life. I've sat back and taken it, but now you've crossed the line, sir, and I am going to have to kick your ass.
Dad, wait a second.
Teach this, Florence.
Dad,
Some justice,
Dad,
fucker style.
Calm down,
just
right.
Give me a minute to stretch.
No, Bernie, you're going to hurt
Dad,
me.
Please don't.
We can talk this through.
Too late for words, Rosalind.
Dad, no dance fighting. Stop.
This is capoeira, man. This is hardcore shit.
Bernard, if you continue, you will force me to engage you. And once I begin the sequence of combat, it will only end with your demise.
Bring it, dog. Come on, bring it. Come on. He's taunting me.
Dad?
Greg!
Chill out!
Greg!
What, Bernie? You're gonna snap now?
Who?
Greg!
What?
Oh, my God! Oh. Greg,
now look what you did.
Oh, he's bleeding. It's your fault. He's bleeding. He's bleeding, Daddy.
I was in a trance. That's it. Pam, Dina, I'm calling a family conference. Come on.
No, Dad, this is the family, all right? In a few weeks, I'm not gonna be Pam Burns. I am going to be Pamela Focker.
Or Burns Focker. We haven't totally decided yet.
No. I'm gonna be Pamela Martha Focker. I know how that sounds, but that's the name I'm taking.
Pam Cake, you're upset. I'm not so sure you're thinking clearly right now.
I'm fine, Dad.
It's you who is not thinking clearly. These two kids love each other. Look, we've been crowing about this pregnancy all weekend.
You knew she was pregnant?
We all did, Jack.
Daddy, I was going to tell you after the wedding, I swear.
This is the reason I created the Circle of Trust, so we could discuss these things.
The circle isn't going to work if you don't trust anyone that's in it, Dad. Dad.
Oh, Jack, no.
No, Dad.
No.
Daddy.
Honey.
Oh. Daddy, please. Daddy, where are you?
Oh, Jack, come on.
Thank you.
We could take WCW and perhaps turn it into this huge media conglomerate, much like World Wrestling Federation Entertainment is today. We know how to do that. But if we do that, I'm wondering, who should be a part of this WCW? And maybe you can help me out here. When I give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down, I want you to react. Maybe you can help me out a little bit, assuming we'd want to acquire some of those stars. Let's start with Hulk Hogan. Up. Hogan down. All right. Let's go to Lex Luger. Up. Lex Luger down. How about Buff Bagwell? Up. Bagwell down. How about, Booker T up? Booker T down. You guys are a mixed group out here. How about Big Papa Pump up? Papa Pump down. Ooh, wow. Well, I don't know that you've necessarily helped me, except that, let me just say this. There are a few others. All right. Sting. You want Sting? All right. Goldberg. Well, this is very interesting. You see, I had a choice to make tonight. That choice was coming here before you in Cleveland and quite frankly, gloating, which I think I'm doing a very good job of at the moment. Or I could do this. Instead of gloating, what I could have done was get in my plane, and assuming they have an airport there, fly down to the Redneck Riviera, Panama City Beach, Florida, and walk out there and give every WCW star a piece of my mind. Because that's what I really want to do. But how appropriate is it that WCW's last broadcast is in a beer hall? How appropriate is that? Surrounded by a bunch of beer-drinking rednecks. There are obviously a few here tonight. But nonetheless, I've opted to come before you here as opposed to walking in the ring and lining each and every one of those stars up, every single one of them, so I can look right in their face and say, Goldberg, Booker T, and all the rest of them, to look them right in the face and say, you're fired. And that's exactly what's going to happen, because WCW is going on the shelf. It's going nowhere. WCW is buried. WCW will remain buried. Just like anybody here in this arena or anyone in the world that gets in my way, every single one of you, when you attempt to compete with me, and that includes my son Shane, and I'm not too proud to say it, every single one of you will be buried. Just like WCW is buried. Don't start with that. deserve more respect than that. Damn it, I'm Vince McMahon. Damn it, I own WCW. I own the WWF, and you will treat me with respect. Or I'll walk out of this arena.
Oh my, Shane McMahon must be here in Cleveland, because and Mr. McMahon running for a fight with his own son. It's officially going to happen at WrestleMania, but apparently it's going to happen here tonight. Wait a minute. We're seeing this.
He's in Panama City!
Shane McMahon is on Nitro!
What in the hell is he doing?
Shane! Where are you?
What's up, Vince? Surprise, Dad. You're in Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm here in Panama City Beach, Florida. Standing in a WCW ring. And as usual, Dad, your ego has gotten the best of you. Your ego has gotten the best of you. I mean, Dad, you wanted to finalize this deal at WCW at WrestleMania. You have the audacity to ask Ted Turner himself to come down and finalize that deal. Well, Dad, that's just the opportunity that I was looking for. Because, Dad, the deal is finalized with WCW. And the name on the contract does say McMahon. However, the contract reads Shane McMahon.
Oh, my God! I don't believe it!
That's right. I now own WCW. And Dad, just like WCW did in the past, how it kicked your ass in the past, and it will again. That's exactly what's going to happen to you this Sunday at WrestleMania.
What we've heard, Shane McMahon has bought WCW, and Mr. McMahon is in absolute shock. Mr. McMahon he cannot believe this, and quite frankly, neither can I. Shane McMahon has bought WCW right from under his father, and Vince Barry had the deal.
Is for so much more, because Shane McMahon has one of the star of sports entertainment, Vince McMahon.
A bump still to come here tonight.
Yeah.
let's swim to the moon. Oh, let's climb through the tide, penetrate the evening that the city sleeps to hide. Let's swim out tonight, love. It's our turn to try. Park beside the ocean.
Consent.